CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Dramatic closing arguments in a Georgia murder trial.
He killed her because she would not let him rape her.
The prosecutor in the case of a Venezuelan man in the country illegally charged with killing nursing student Laken Riley earlier this year. CBS's Jared Eggleston is covering.
They've really been going through all the evidence pretty bluntly at times. The prosecutor at one point said you would have to not believe your eyes to not find Jose Ibarra guilty.
At least one death blamed on a powerful western storm system that's brought down trees and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands in three states. Reporter Veronica Macias in Santa Rosa, California.
We've seen people coming by and still trying to prepare to protect their homes, grabbing sandbags. And we know that low-lying areas in Sonoma County right now are facing a threat of flooding in their homes.
Defense Secretary Austin says the U.S. will allow Ukraine to use American anti-personnel landmines to help slow Russia's battlefield progress in the war. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
These particular landmines, they're called non-persistent, so they become inert after a preset period of time, anywhere from 4 hours to 2 weeks. When the battery dies, so does the landmine, because, of course, the big controversy, they make victims of civilians, children who stumble upon them years, sometimes decades after they're laid.
The House Ethics Committee's meeting today could determine if a report on former Congressman and Attorney General pick Matt Gaetz sees the light of day. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Matt Gaetz is truly here at the Capitol today, meeting with senators, trying to salvage his prospects of being the nation's next attorney general. As he's taking these meetings amid concern from both parties about what is in that House ethics investigation of Gaetz. The House Ethics Committee that produced that report is meeting early this afternoon in Washington, potentially having a vote whether to release that report publicly.
In France, closing arguments in the landmark trial of a man accused of arranging the mass rapes of his drugged wife.
Applause greeting Gisèle Pelicot, the betrayed wife who refused to be anonymous, who said it was time for the rapist, not the raped, to feel ashamed. Inside the courtroom, her ex-husband was continuing his testimony about the decades he spent drugging his wife of 50 years and inviting strangers to rape her unconscious body. After today's closing arguments, the panel of five judges will announce their verdict next month. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
And on Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 26 points. The S&P is down 28. NASDAQ is down 115. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be much, and it probably won't stick around. A winter weather advisory will be in effect tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon. The National Weather Service is predicting 2 to 4 inches. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position. The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. Kenosha voters will decide in February whether to approve a $115 million spending referendum. The measure was proposed by the Kenosha Unified School Board. If passed, it would provide an additional $23 million annually for school security improvements. A Wisconsin grocery chain must pay $1 million to the state for shortchanging customers on product weights. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that over 1,200 products at Roundy's supermarket locations were inaccurately labeled. The places tested included a Pick and Save in Kenosha. And as the gun deer season starts Saturday, the DNR is reminding hunters about safety regulations. There's a reminder out that hunters must wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We're just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, and the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. Currently, it's 44.
Isaac Hayes, Soul Man, Sam and Dave on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and weather. Winter weather advisory for tomorrow from 6 a.m. to noon. It's 45 now.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street.
songs and they carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
He's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, that's the McCoys. Hang on, not Snoopy, but Sloopy. What's the difference? Maybe copyright or something like that. I loved it when I thought it was Snoopy. I just thought it was great. I'm like, where's the Red Baron? But still a great song. Hey, Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. You know, he was on this radio station for 57 years. I was double checking. I knew it was 50-something. but 57 years. And this radio station's been around for 97. So think about that. You do the math because I suck at math. But Paul Harvey is back with the rest of the story. And we have him at 7:25 on Don Rosen's show. And again at 12:05 right here on WRJN. And the reason for it, and really want to thank him, Racine Disc Center. If you have a disc problem or a back problem, go to RacineDiscCenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue in Racine. And if you do drop by, thank him for bringing us Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Less is more sometimes, but once a year, O&H Danish Bakery makes more a priority. O&H's Thanksgiving stuffed Kringle is here again. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries make it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick one up this week. And remember, now is the time to place your order for O&H's fresh baked pies for Thanksgiving. Call or order online today at stores.ohbakery.com. Enjoy oven fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Plus, today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
And I just want to mentioned that the Lee's Deli Big Deal of the Day is sold out.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Only the lonely.
Local News and Timeless, it's WRJ, and that was Roy Orbison. Boy, that guy had a lot of sad in his life. We'll go into that when we lost him back in 1989. He was only 52 years young.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Dustin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
This past summer. That was a great summer, too. Local news, timeless hits, right here on WRJN. And now for a completely different song. This Small Faces with Itchy Cool Park.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots.
Small Faces, Ichiku Park, huge hit in 1967. And in the Brady Bunch movie, there's they play that song because of the dad Brady, who, well, just watch the movie. He takes something he wasn't supposed to, not knowing, and got high. And then they play that song in there. So what? But it's pretty funny. The Brady Bunch movie actually was really, really good. That, you know, if you ever see it, Netflix or whatever, if you can find it. I'm Cindy Huber. Small Faces, only the drummer is still alive. Steve Marriott, the lead singer there, died in a house fire in 1991. I believe he was smoking a cigarette, fell asleep, and had a fire. And sometimes you don't really want to know the rest of the story when it comes to some of your 60s bands. Jim Croce, of course, everyone knows what happened to him with that airplane crash. Died right on the brink of fame. Oh, so, but still, his memories are still alive. As long as we got 60s, early 70s radio stations, Jim Croce will live on. And our artist of record today is Jim Croce. And the song is, oh, goodness, what did I do? Yeah, you don't mess around with Jim, right? Nope, that's not it. That's not it. Where did I put it? Way out over here. Hang on. I got it. I try to be organized and I set it all in together, but it's all white paper. So it all looks the same. So you don't mess around with Jim. Yep, I did get it right. Wow. I'm going to pat myself on the back later off air. Time and again, music and more, Record Stop and Sturdivant, your go-to vinyl treasures and more, is bringing us the vinyl that you win, especially today when somebody wins a Jim Croce album for knowing that song before 1 o'clock today. Here's the phone number you call to win, 262-634-WRJN. And at the end of this week, this coming Friday, yes, 2 days from now, somebody's going to win a record player. Somebody who won this month in the last week of October, somebody is going to win the record player to play their vinyl on. And again, we thank Ray from Time and Again, Music and More in Sturdivant, right down the street from the Schoolhouse Antique Mall.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow for a special election to fill the county executive position.
The primary features four candidates, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, Melvin Hargrove, and Ralph Malicki. The top candidates advance to the final election in December. With a chance of 2 to 4 inches tomorrow, the first snow of the season comes at the right time. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
This week in Wisconsin is Winter Weather Awareness Week, and it's a good time to make sure you know where all of your gear is. It's also a good time to check on friends and neighbors.
Elderly who may not always remember or have adequate resources to be able to dress warmly and to ensure that furnaces are working, remind the kids to dress warmly when outside. That might not be the first thing on their mind.
That's Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service. When it's cold, remember it's best to wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing, because the last thing that you want is to sweat and trigger hypothermia. That sneaks up quickly and you're usually unaware of it happening. So familiarize yourself now with the signs and symptoms of it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For those not getting ready, the gun deer season starts Saturday. The DNR is offering reminders about safety during the 9-day run. A statement says this year they'll be strictly enforcing the requirement that hunters wear at least 50% blaze orange or fluorescent pink clothing above the waist. Again, the 9-day hunt starts Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and a bit on the breezy side today. A few spotty rain showers possible, a high of 45. For tonight, snow developing late toward daybreak, becoming blustery as well. The wind and snow continues through about midday on Thursday. Total accumulations up to 2 to 3 inches. Currently, it's 44.
Now, Timeless Hits on WRJN, and join Dick Graceffa for the state championship matchup between Racine St. Catharines and Baldwin Woodville tomorrow night, 6:30 on WRJN. You'll hear it live. Here's the Four Tops.
Baby, I need your love. Baby, I
wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand?
Song that was way ahead of its time. Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology with Marvin Gaye on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and a winter weather advisory for tomorrow starting at 6 to noon. 46 now. We'll be right back. Christine's home for local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. When the weather starts getting bad, I start going to movies more. That is for sure. And there's some great movies coming out, including Wicked. But first on Don Rosen's show tomorrow, he's got Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercer return for part two of their look at what Racine was watching on TV in the 50s and 60s. And I heard them last week. Oh, they were really good. So you'll enjoy that tomorrow on Don Rosen's show. And then on Fridays, Don always has Brett Hoffman from the Marcus Theaters. Got movie news and this weekend's new movie releases. One thing, I know Brett is from Marcus, but I would really hope that Don Rosen will ask him about what's going on at AMC movie theaters, because AMC's putting out a new promo that you watch right before the movies, and it warns people to not sing along with the movie Wicked. They don't want you singing along. They think it'll wreck the movie. And it might, you know. I mean, if you're there to hear the movie and the music in the movies and somebody sitting next to you is singing off key, yeah, I mean, that's grounds for a butt kicking. But so that is interesting that AMC has put that rule out. No singing at our movies. My girlfriends and me would have been kicked out of Greece so quick. Yeah, but anyway, just thought you'd get a kick out of that. Don Rosen, weekday mornings right here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. So as far as the news, CBS National News coming up the next few minutes, along with Stuart J. Waddles with local news. And yes, my buddy Mike Clemens with sports and Paul Harvey on WRJN. Here's the Stones.
Yes. Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A Venezuelan man has been convicted in the killing of a Georgian nursing student.
26-year-old Jose Abera was charged with murder and other crimes in the February death of 22-year-old University of Georgia student Lakin Riley. Athens Clark County Superior Court Judge Patrick Haggard.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty.
Prosecutor Sheila Ross told the judge.
There is no...